Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday. I am joined by the Snitch, and I just watched your episode with Claudia, and I love how you're inserting yourself into the GMM every day and in every way. I know
I felt like I had to because I did it with Claudia, so like it would be a slight if I didn't do it with you.
That's true. But you know, when Claudia and I do remote episodes, she doesn't do it with me. I do it solo.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, I don't know that that's going to work because like there's obviously like a second delay of sorts, but that's, you know, true. I just put my best foot forward and I hope that it worked out.
It definitely worked out. We are here for another episode of Snitch on the toast.
But you sound like you're in slow-mo.
I know, we can't sing together, so please just let me have my moment because
okay, I'll shut up.
This is my favorite song on the planet. Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8. Snitch on the toast, but I'm bum. Snitch on the toast, ooh. Snitch on the toast, but I'm bum. Snitch on the toast. And for the real ones, you'll remember Sneech Us on the Garlic Bread and Sneech on le Baguette.
Oh, that was when we did.
That's when we did 3 days in a row of S on the T. Mm. And we had to switch it up because different campers were coming in every day.
Do you know that the intro to Snitch the Snatchler is still Snitch on the Toast, and the one that we recorded, no, Snitch on the Snatch, and mm-hmm. It's the one that we recorded, like, me, you, Claudia, like, a million years ago. Yeah, it just has a zest for life, so,
it
like...
It really does. It's on our podcast box. I mean, oh, so you put the audio in every time?
Yes.
But you know how we have the crunch button that yes. people hear on our podcast? We also have a button that plays Snitch on the Snatch.
Oh.
And when you were on, like, I wanted to shout, like, someone pressed the button, but you guys were there to give a live performance anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fair.
Yeah, but I'm so excited to be here with you. I can't remember the last time you and I podcasted together.
I have no idea when the last time you and I podcasted together.
Actually, the Redheads.
No, but like just you and I.
Just you and I. It's probably been years. And when it rains, it pours with the Snitch, because you're getting 2 episodes of Snitch this week. And
that's,
it's
so
just
crazy.
For me, it's never enough Snitch. But I think for everyone else, like, 2 episodes is, you know, a bounty.
Yeah, no, they're definitely going to be prepared to be sick of me. They're going to be sick of me.
But it'll just be so interesting, like, our dynamic versus you and Claudia's. Like, already this morning, I'm feeling like you're the Jackie and I'm the Claudia, like, being like, don't sing, I'll do this.
Oh, that's fair.
I would literally never say that to Claudia.
No,
in my life.
Totally. You're right. Okay, maybe we've switched roles. I'm dressed like you today too, so I'm just channeling Jackie O.
Snitch is headed to work soon, and she is wearing a little shorts and blazer set that I gave her that I didn't realize she had her eye on for so long. I actually bought it in Nashville, like right before our Nashville live show, and it looks so cute on you. I'm glad
it's
yours.
It's from Blush Boutique. I don't know what that is, but you know when like your sister or someone in your life like has something that you have just like always wanted, and like once you got it, I was like, oh my god, I need it. And then I would like borrow it like from here and like here and there, whatever. And then like you officially like were just like, this, I no longer have a need for this in my life. And then I was like, is it my time? But it took a nice like 4 years.
It would have been your time. I had no idea you were coveting it. That's one of those things, like, if you had told me, I would have given it to you the minute that you said it, because it's not something I feel attached to. And I once saw a picture of myself in that. It wasn't the set that made me look fat. It was me being fat. And I looked like a beast. And so I just have, like, beastly associations.
I understand. Well, I'm so glad that I could take it off of your hands.
Thank you so much. What am I coveting of yours? Actually, the night that you borrowed that, like a few years ago for Ben's birthday, I borrowed a top of yours that I had been coveting for a really long time. I think it was like Ninushka. It was like a, you know, it was like Ariana Grande. Remember, we got into a fight in Miami because you wouldn't let me borrow it on Olivia's bachelorette party.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that shirt. Oh, it'd be, that's a nice shirt. You can have it.
No, it didn't even look good on me. So you should have just let me borrow it in Miami because you would have looked like so magnanimous and I wouldn't have even wanted it.
Do you still have it or do I?
I think you do. I haven't seen it.
Well, thanks for reminding me of it. Maybe I'll wear it this weekend.
We can go through our inventory at a later date. But I'm so excited that you're here on The Toast. And I also want to say that Claudia and I, if you're missing original recipe, Claudia and I did a Patreon episode last night, general Q&A, which is everyone's favorite. Pretty much anyone asks any question that they want, and we answer most of them. And we got some really good questions, unique questions that were not like other questions that we've gotten before. And it was just a really good episode. Also, when we record in the evening, we are slightly more unhinged. And so it's just a really, really fun, funny, informative episode. So head over to patreon.com/themorningtoast to check it out. But at the end of the episode, we were having such a funny conversation about you, and it's a conversation that you and I have already had, and it's about the influencer chat and how I'm just like a hair too granny, you know, and like you just have to like know your place in life. And I just know that that's not my place, and it hurts. And it's also like, why can't you have something of your own? Like, why is it like every time you do something cool, like your big dumb sisters have to come in and be like, can we be here too?
No, literally. I know, but like also if Claudia knew that I was in this chat and she wasn't in it, like she would have been so mad. So like I had to add her.
But it's like, you can't have your own friends. Like, your big sisters are coming in. Like, we're just a package deal. But why can't anyone ever have their own thing?
No, literally. And when I do try and have my own thing, then you end up hating them. Cough, cough, Emily.
Oh, yeah. No, when you have your own thing or your own people, it's like, why is this person taking the snitch away from us?
Yeah. So
it behooves everyone if we're just all one big group of friends. That way, we don't feel like someone is taking you away. Oh, my God. I just had a heart attack. My mouse was covering the record button. And it looked like it was at 000 and that, like, we weren't recording.
I thought that, like, a mouse, like, scurried across your laptop.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would be worse than missing 6 minutes of recording so far where we just clocked each other's closets.
Yeah. But, yes, it would behoove us not to all be a big group of friends. But I like that we're all a big group of friends because it's nice.
Love it so much. And you know what else I love? And since you're here, I can talk about it with someone who's interested in it. The redheads. Like, tell me about how much you love the redheads, please.
No, I needed advice last night and I called Rit. Like,
what was
I
it regarding?
Love the redheads. I'll tell you about it later. But, like, I just
That's
was
so
like,
funny.
You know when you need, like, an outside perspective on something? And, like, I was like, who gives good advice? And I was like, Rit.
She does give good advice. And I've told you so many times, like, if you ever have, like, an issue and you don't want to talk to your family, which, like, I don't understand, but I can understand that maybe sometimes that happens, that she is a really good resource. And that's really funny because for the redhead listeners, they probably think that you guys, like, actually don't like each other for how much you fight on the show because their taste in books is so diametrically opposed.
Yeah.
But look at you guys just seeking counseling in offline.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I fucking love Rit, but
we have
different taste in books.
Yeah, it gets like really heated. But how would you say your overall experience as a redhead has been?
It's been great. We could do a little bit better.
Picking books.
But no, it's so fun. I mean, the pressure that I feel the week before to get the book done is unmatched.
Unmatched.
But it's so fun and it keeps me reading, which I don't know that I'd still be reading like consistently if it wasn't for the redhead. So for that, I'm grateful.
Yeah, me too. And our next book is getting really good reviews.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Run, Rose, Run by James Patterson and Dolly Parton. And there's an accompanying album, which I've heard is really good. And it just makes the experience so much better. Because we've read so many books that are about musicians, songs, etc. And they talk about the song, but obviously we would never hear the song. And it's cool that she wrote all the songs for the book.
Colleen Hoover, like, has one book like that. I think it's called Maybe Someday. And I remember reading it, like, when I was in college and there was, like, an accompanying album or something. And, like, the music was, like, fine. It wasn't Dolly Parton. But I was just, like, it's cool, like, that I can, like, go listen and, like, know what they're talking about.
That is cool.
Cool.
Mad cool. Okay, so I think we should jump right in because I know you have a busy day ahead of you and I'm just so excited to be here with you. We have some interesting stories, some that are snitchy, some that aren't, but I did my best, you know. But I also do need to talk about Lisa Hochstein and Lenny allegedly, like, fighting in the club and potentially getting divorced. Do you know who those people are?
I have no idea who these people are.
I didn't think so. Also, last night, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiered, so I will do a mini recap at the end of the episode, but I really do want to talk about it with Claudia because I'm beyond shook. It was the craziest episode. Did you hear a few months ago that Dariq Hemsley's home was broken into in the middle of the night?
Yes, and then I saw something about someone saying that something else was more important than that.
Yes, so... The premiere episode, like, they have the footage from her home cameras, and then she's on the show the next day, like, filming with the ladies, talking about it, like,
oh,
this traumatizing thing. It is heart-wrenching, and all the other women are just, like, beside themselves, too, because, of course, like, they're upset for their friend, but this could have been any of them. And also, this is, like, kind of, these days, a common occurrence in Los Angeles, and I think that they're all very, I think a lot of people are very afraid. So it was just very emotional. And yes, then Kyle was just sitting in her house crying the next day because she was like thinking, you know, this could happen and this does happen. And
that reminds me,
yeah,
that in the middle of the night last night, I thought I smelled fire, and I like shot up out of my bed, and I was like smelling, and I like couldn't smell it again, and I was like, and then, you know, you're frozen in your bed, like, waiting to be taken aflame. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it was Magnolia's breath. But even still after that, I was like, no, maybe I'm wrong. I was up the whole night thinking I was about to be, like, engulfed in flames. And I was like, what would be my plan? And I think this is what my plan would be.
Okay.
If it's inside my apartment, obviously I leave. I wrap me and Magnolia in a blanket to give myself time for that to catch on fire, and then to get out and then just like run down the stairs.
Okay.
Does that work?
That does work, but a few things. One, if there was a fire, like fire alarms would go off. It's not just gonna like come and get you.
But then I was thinking, I was like, does my alarm work? I don't know.
No, but there's so many within the building. So say even if yours didn't work, like they're in the hallways, they're everywhere. Yeah. Also, I would say next time you're walking through your hallway, clock where the nearest fire extinguisher is.
Oh, yeah.
That way, like, if you're on your way out. Also, like, knock on everyone's, just, like, pound the doors on your way down the hallway.
Yeah.
And then take the fire extinguisher. Because, like, you can't take the hallway fire extinguisher if you're not going to, like, help your neighbors.
That's fair.
And
that's fair.
Then, yeah, then go down the stairs. And then you could extinguish anything on your way down.
Okay, fine. So then what do I do if it's in the hallway?
The fire's in the hallway?
Yeah.
And it's blocking your exit?
Oh, no. I was going to say, like, I mean, maybe if it was blocking my exit, but even if it was, I think I would still do the blanket thing, but then I would just go down the stairs.
Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to take a fire safety course. I'm not an expert.
It's like that's what was going on with me last night, if you were curious.
Okay, so you had a rough night.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry. I mean, I had a decent night's sleep considering Harold and everything, and just knowing that the snitch was waiting for me on the toast, I just woke up even earlier.
You woke up just energized. Yeah, sorry, I made you wake up mad fucking early.
I didn't wake up energized. I'm not going to lie. I've never woken up energized in my life.
Me neither. Me neither.
Okay. So let's get into everything. We'll recap Beverly Hills at the end, and we'll just catch up with the snitch along the way. So without further ado, here are the fast five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. Now, our first episode for Snitch on, our first sponsor for Snitch on the Toast is so apt because it is Olive and June, and Snatch is the queen of manicures, and Olive and June can give you nails like Snitch. They have everything you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. You can customize it with your choice of six polishes. Also, Olive and June has the most sickening colors. They are so pliny. They're so varied. Even though like two colors might look similar, like they're just so different, and you need them all. This polish doesn't chip and lasts 7 days or more, and it breaks down to just $2 a manicure. I got really into doing my own nails in quarantine, and even now that we're out, like, it's just so nice being able to do them on my own. I have such a great collection of colors, and Olive and June really is what showed me and taught me how to do my own nails, because I used to look like a clown, like, I'm not gonna lie. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and how they look now with the new Manny system is staggering. So they have their Manny system, which is this, you know, idiot-proof way of doing your own nails at home. And it's amazing. It's this thing that you tack onto the top of the nail polish. It really steadies everything. And you're able to do your non-dominant hand too. And that's really important. They look so real. They last so long. And they have so many sizes. And you can find the perfect fit for any press-on nails. That's a Claudia thing. I love the polishes. Claudia is a press-on nail girly, if there's one thing about her. Visit oliveandjune.com/TMT for 20% off your first Manny system. That's OLIVEA ANDJUNE.com/TMT for 20% off your first Manny system. Having a being able to do your nails at home is a skill that more people need because it really was a game changer for me. So check out Olive in June. Also, today's episode is brought to you by Purple. Now, I wish Claudia was here for this one because Purple is the creator of the famed smelly pillow. Though their pillows don't smell, Claudia smells. It's funny. There are all these gimmicks that promise a great night's sleep. I don't care what kind of toppers there are or how heavy a blanket may be. It's lipstick on a pig. If you're sleeping on a terrible mattress, your sleep will be terrible. It's that simple. That's why we recommend sleeping on a Purple mattress. That's because only Purple mattresses have the Gel Flex Grid. It's a super stretchy, ultra squishy material that adapts and flexes around pressure points and doesn't retain heat. The Gel Flex Grid is amazingly supportive for your back and legs while cushioning your shoulders, neck, and hips, no matter how you sleep. Unlike memory foam, which remembers everything, thanks to the Gel Flex Grid, Purple mattresses bounce back as you move and shift. You'll never have that I'm stuck feeling people get with memory foam. So Purple mattresses have amazing mattresses, amazing pillows. The pillows also use that Gel Flex technology that really do just shape to your body and make sleeping even more joyful than it already is. But it should be extra better with an amazing mattress. So getting a great night's sleep starts with having a great mattress. Facts. Get a Purple mattress. Go to purple.com/TMT and use code TMT. For a limited time, you can get 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/TMT, code TMT, for 10% off any order of $200 or more. Are you dying?
TMT.
Purple.com/TMT, promo code TMT. Terms apply. And also, I know I keep saying Claudia has smelly pillow. I have the same pillow too, and I love it. I just don't call it smelly pillow because mine doesn't smell, because I know that pillows come with covers on them that you can wash. So I love my Purple mattress, my Purple pillow. Claudia loves her smelly pillow.
And that's
that on that.
TMT.
Now, are you ready for the stories on TMT?
I am.
Okay, we actually have some really exciting, amazing, heartwarming news. Zac Efron says his heart is in a High School Musical reboot.
Shut the fuck up.
Yep, this could be the start of something new. Zac Efron revealed he is very open to the possibility of returning to the Disney franchise High School Musical for a reboot if one were to be made. When asked during an interview with E! News if he would be interested, the 34-year-old said, of course. Since when, of course? Oh,
wait.
My God.
I'm so confused. Yeah, keep going.
He said, quote, I mean, to have an opportunity in any form to go back and work with that team would be so amazing. My heart is still there. That would be incredible. I hope it happens.
Okay, I'm so confused because I feel like he was always trying to, like, get away from Disney Channel. But, like, maybe now he's just so far removed that, like, he can go back and it doesn't put him back in this, like, pigeonhole. But I'm just confused. Would I love to see a Kenny Ortega Zac Efron dance again? 100%. But, like, him and Vanessa?
I know. I mean, maybe now enough time has passed, but when they did... the only other thing that he really turned down was that, like, sad reunion that they did in quarantine, like, over Zoom. And I understand why he turned that down. You know, everyone was, like, dancing on their balconies and saying it was a High School Musical reunion. And it's like, no, unless you're going to get, like, the Wildcats in the gym getting their head in the game, like, this isn't a reunion.
Oh my God, they have to do it. And you know who would be, who would die to do one? Bart Johnson.
Oh yeah.
He's waiting by the phone.
He plays Zac Efron's dad, but also Zac Efron said in an interview like this week, he said that he was recognized by a tribe in Papua New Guinea because of High School Musical. So I feel like maybe this has been like a recent revelation for him. Like no matter, he's like really tried to build his career outside the box. And you know, he even does like Killing Zac Efron and all these Bear Grylls type of things and tries to get as far away from Disney as possible and like took him to Papua New Guinea and still like he's just the boy from Disney Channel. And maybe that taught him like that's all I'm ever gonna be. Just kidding, he's so much more than that.
No, but be grateful like for what made you who you are.
And I think that he is, but you know what, maybe just a reboot opportunity hadn't come across his desk that was worthy of his time. But if it was going to be legitimate, I think he would be in for it.
I mean, same. I would literally die for another, like, just, like, another album, like, all of it.
Oh, my God. It was so good. But at least you have High School Musical, the musical, the series.
I stopped watching after season one.
Me too.
Because, like, it was so good. But once, like, Olivia Rodrigo blew up and, like, Joshua Bassett and all of that, I was like, my heart's not in this show anymore because no one else's is.
Yeah, and it's just, like, holding her back from all the other things that
she's no longer a lead, though.
She's not?
No. She, like, is, like, I don't know if she's even like a series regular anymore. It's more so they like talk about her, but she's not really there because like I think she's like in New York pursuing.
Yeah, because she's on the Sour tour.
Yeah, she's busy.
She's
winning Grammys. She's
busy. Yeah, yeah. Also, I saw a TikTok this morning that's about a girl like fake crying that Zac Efron is in a new movie and he's playing a dad. And it's just like, I guess, making everyone feel old and shook.
I mean, he like is like 30 something. So I think that that's something we all have to wrap our heads around.
We have to grapple with. He's
but
34.
Also, how old was he in High School Musical? Wasn't he like 20 something when we were all five?
It came out in 2006. And let's do some math. It's 2022 and he's 34.
So 2022 minus 2006 is 16. So 34 minus 16. Oh, he was 18. That's appropriate.
That's appropriate. And I guess 34, I mean, we just have to see how old the child is in the movie. But yeah, that's life.
It's scary.
It's scary. It is. That's like one of those things that just makes you realize.
Also, Leighton Meester had me realize that as well.
What was she doing that? Oh, because she's like in that show Parents?
Yeah. Or like, yeah. It might have gotten canceled, but like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good call. Anyways, petition to get Kenny Ortega back to the writing desk, writing a role for Troy Bolton. Maybe he's the new coach. Okay, let's think of plot lines for this show. Because also there is High School Musical. No, but in High School Musical, like she's Gabriela Montez in the series, right?
No, her name's Nene.
No. Oh, right. And the real characters exist. No, but the movie exists. They can't work together. Sorry.
No, they're like, they go to the school where High School Musical was,
but it's
filmed.
Like breaking the fourth wall, like, oh, they filmed here.
Yes, exactly.
So they actually can't do anything together. But I think if Zac Efron wanted to get his head in the game, like he could play a father, a young father, who's like his son is navigating the same thing between like choosing between drama and basketball. Also, Troy is the basketball coach.
But then it's like not like Troy and Gabriella as the stars. Yeah. I think it needs to be to their high school reunion. And it's like about everyone like getting back to Albuquerque, like from their like Sharpay's in New York, like all this stuff. And
gorgeous.
Like how they're
gorgeous. But okay, let's say, where is everyone now? What's Troy doing? Is he like a flop or did he make it big?
No, I think that where did he end up going? Berkeley. To do
for
basketball.
Music.
Okay.
For basketball
right.
Or music. And by the way, like, no offense, he's not going to the NBA. He's a little short.
No. Yeah, no, he wasn't going to the NBA. I don't know that he became, like, a pop star. I think that he, like, might just have become, like, a businessman beau. And Gabriella became, like, a scientist of sorts. And they're married.
Okay.
And then
where do they live?
I think they live, like, somewhere out in California.
I agree. Not L.A., but somewhere pretty coastal. Yeah,
like, maybe Santa Monica.
Okay. That's, like, L.A., but yeah.
Okay. And then Sharpay is obviously in New York, and she's a star. Like, she's a star.
You think she hit it big?
I think she hit it big. I think that's their way of giving justice to Sharpay, is by making her a star.
Okay. I'm going to disagree on that one.
Okay. That's fair.
I feel like she's someone who's, like, on Instagram, like, propping up her life, pretending to be so much more successful than she is.
Oh,
and then, like,
yes.
Away. And it's like
she's like
actually
an influencer.
Yeah, but it's all fake.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, she bought her followers, and, like, it's a house of cards.
Okay, maybe it's, like, she's the house of cards, and Ryan made it big.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Kelsey is, like, in, what's it called? A conductor, orchestrator, like, to the stars.
Director?
No, she made the music. Composer. Oh, composer.
Composer. Okay, yeah, yeah. She's, like,
she
Hans
like,
Zimmer.
She, like, and she, like, did, like, Bridgerton the musical. Like, that's who she is.
Love it, Counts. I love where your head's at. Okay, who else is there? That's and then Chad.
I think Chad like made it to the NBA.
Okay, yeah, I like that for him. He deserves success because he was really rider. Actually, I was gonna say he was ride or die for Troy, but he gave him so much shit just for trying to better himself at the country club. So
yes, that's true.
But you know what? People make mistakes. I agree. He went to the
NBA.
People grow. I'm loving this, and
yeah,
they can call it Troy and Gabriella's high school reunion.
Yeah, or like East High's high school reunion. But if anyone's listening that is like part of this reboot, we just gave you the plot. We'll accept royalties, like that's fine.
Yeah, we will, but we also just accept like having something premium to watch.
Yeah,
you
also
know?
If you just like, honestly, I don't even need money, just be like, plot came from Jackie and Margot Oster, thank you.
The Morning Toast, yeah. The Millennial Morning Show. It's available on YouTube as a podcast most days of the week. More like it was definitely less days of the week recently, but it's going to be more again soon. Just put that in there.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's enough.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready for our next story? And I want to get your thoughts on this couple. Adele is sharing pics of Rich Paul after he misses her birthday party. Adele took to Instagram on Wednesday to assure fans she and Rich Paul are still going strong after he missed out on the singer's birthday party last week. The songstress, who turned 34 on May 5th, just want to let everyone know that Adele and Zac Efron are the same age, shared a series of snaps featuring her beau, including one where the two are standing in front of a large home. Other pics in the carousel showed the singer laughing alongside her man while promoting her album 30 at McDonald's, catching a softball game with him, and kissing him backstage during her TV special. The last pic featured Adele holding a fortune that read, "You have found good company, enjoy." She captioned it, "Time flies." So the pictures are really adorable, and without the context of him not being at her birthday party, I would think this is all really sweet.
Yeah, I saw them and I didn't know this, and I was like, oh, that's so cute.
But there is something weird about their relationship, and it's just like giving toxic.
Because she keeps having to go to Instagram, which she doesn't really use, to mm-hmm. like defend their relationship, and it's like kind of weird. Honestly, him not being at her birthday party, like that, honestly, I think that's fine. Like, he might have had a work commitment. Like, things come up. Like, it happens. It's fine.
No, but they're literally so serious. Like, if he had a work commitment, she would have had her birthday on a different day. This isn't like some guy she's seeing. They're so serious. And you also have to remember, like, all that stuff with the residency in Las Vegas. Like, yeah. I think it was because of relationship. Like, I think they're just, like, a little toxic.
I mean, I hope not. Because, I know. Like, I just want her to be happy.
And when you hear her talking to Oprah, like, you think that this is the most perfect, beautiful
like
relationship.
Like, she finally found it.
And it's over. But, like, then you hear a lot of these stories, and it's, like, there's something. It just seems very.
I just think when people have to take to Instagram to defend their relationship multiple times in, like, a year, it's a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think after, like, the Vegas stuff of, like, why didn't she do it? There was rumors that they were, like, fighting on the phone, that, like, he was, like, not into it. I have no idea. And now, like, not at her birthday party. And they are so serious. Like, I think of them as, like, married almost, or that they're going to be married. And then she posts all these pictures to make up for it. It's giving, like, on and off.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, fine. Fine.
Okay.
Also, because, like, he obviously knew her what day her birthday was and has forever. So, like, if he had a work commitment. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's so true. He knew what day her birthday was. Thank you, counselor.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being here for these insights. And I didn't know her birthday was on May 5th, the day before yours.
I did. I knew that we were both, like, Tauruses. I didn't know if I knew that it was, like, a day before, but I knew it was, like, very close.
You knew that you were both Tauruses. And how do you feel as a Taurus? What does that say about you?
It makes so much sense. I'm super stubborn.
Well, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, like, Tauruses are, like, bulls. So we're super stubborn, but we're also, like, super, like, low-key sensitive and, like, compassionate and, like, have a lot of empathy.
Aww, counts.
So I think it makes complete sense that I am a Taurus.
Do you subscribe to astrology?
In a way. Like, I don't know that I know my sun rising, Leo moon, boom, boom, like, and
got
what
it.
The fuck that means.
Yeah.
But I do, like, I think, like, horoscopes most of the time really do align with the person, like, the personality of the person.
Do you think that I'm a true Scorpio?
I don't know what any of them mean besides mine.
Scorpio is like nuts.
Yeah.
Like crazy, passionate. No, I'm describing it wrong. But I think I'm a very even keel person in general.
Really? You think your AC videos are even keeled?
I didn't say AC was a Scorpio.
No,
I said,
but she is.
She is, I guess, her birthday. You know what, AC, if she really was like a real person, she'd be about 12 now.
Damn, that bitch is old.
I know. And by the way, AC is American Camper. And if you don't know the Campers, I feel really deeply bad for you. Mm. There's a highlight on my Instagram story that does as good of a job as summing it up as you'll understand.
Yeah. It's tough to understand.
It is. It's been 4 years in the making.
That's crazy. Time flies.
Time flies, just like Adele said in her Instagram.
I was gonna say that.
Time flies, said Adele. Are you ready for our next story, which is a very snitchy story that I chose just for you? It's okay. Not something that I would be discussing if Claudia were on the show.
Okay.
Not for any reason other than just like when I think of this person, I think of you.
Okay.
Hannah Brown and her boyfriend, Adam Woolard, show off their cozy new Santa Monica home. Did you know that they moved in together and they have already adopted a puppy together? Now they're checking off a new milestone, moving in. The couple, who have been dating for over a year, recently decked out their new Santa Monica apartment, right next to Gabriella and Troy, with the help of design group Pure Salt Interiors. So this is a People magazine exclusive and also like collaboration, and like everyone's getting paid sort of.
Yeah,
thing.
I was going to say like that. But once you mentioned who did it, I was like, oh, this was a requirement.
Yeah, Pure Salt Interiors, call me. And there's pictures are really gorgeous, but this is a really big step. What do you think about Hannah Brown and her new relationship as our resident Hannah Brown stan?
Oh my god, please don't call me that. Like,
what do you mean? You used to be obsessed.
Yes, and people evolve and grow.
That's
and
true.
I still
especially,
like her.
Especially in Bachelor Nation, like those flames burn so bright. Like when that person is the lead of The Bachelor, they are the biggest fucking star in the world. Like they are. You know, who's a big star? Kim Kardashian of the
Kim
month.
Kardashian.
Literally. Like, yeah, you can't get away from them. And then it's over. Sorry,
and I
I'm
definitely still like
now.
Her. Like, I love her. Yeah, I like her. Like, I follow her, like, obviously. But, like, am I ride or die stan? Like, do I listen to her stories with sound on? Like, no.
Whose stories do you listen to with sound on? We need to know. Do you listen to your sisters?
Fuck.
You
yes,
tell
but
me.
Most of the time you guys have captions, which I really appreciate.
Well, I don't really post like long-winded videos, and when I do use captions, but I told Claudia she needs to use captions because I don't listen with sound and I want to hear what she's saying.
Honestly, I listen to Remy Bader's with sound.
Oh, that's a good one. I just have to be, it, for me, it's not the person, it's like I have to be in a sound mood, you know, and then I'm listening to all my stories with sound.
Yes, yeah,
but most of the time it's just sound off.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
And I think any content creator, I would say to you, like, you should think about your stories and how they are as a no audio experience.
100%. 100%.
And my favorite content creator, Counselor, always does that.
I do.
How's being a content creator going for you?
It's good. I need to create more content, but it's good.
You're telling me.
It's like I wear such cute outfits every day and I never get a photo.
That's how that's how I used to feel, like going to the Toast every day and I never got a fucking photo. Like I leave my house every day, I do glam every day and like you can't find a way to take a picture. But then like you try, I'm like, okay, Claudia and I were walking down the street. I'm like, let me try and get a picture. And the picture is so depressing.
Depressing. Like
depressing.
It's, so I'm just like, honestly, I'm a big story content creator. Like that's like my thing. So just watch my stories. But anyway, back to Hannah Brown. I'm very happy for her. Her boyfriend is so hot. And I'm just happy she found happiness. And I did know that they got a dog, and they're super cute. I did not know that they bought a place together. But I hope that they get engaged soon. And yeah, all the best. Wishing her all the best.
This home looks really, really nice. Love what they've done with the place. And I'm happy she found love. Who did she leave with? Oh, no one.
Right.
No one, but then everyone.
Yeah, like
Jed,
so complicated.
Tyler C. Did she date anyone else from the franchise?
Jed, Tyler C. And then remember she went on Peter's season for like a sec?
Oh my God, counts. That was a repressed memory of mine. Yeah. And now it's back up to the forefront.
That was
crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so shook. Okay, well, we need to get into our next story, and our next story is brought to you by Solo Stove, which is one of our favorite sponsors here at The Toast. Honestly, every sponsor I've read from today is one of our favorite sponsors, but Solo Stove is amazing. There's nothing quite like the feeling of gathering around a warm fire on a cool evening, and a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. There's nothing better than an outdoor fire pit vibe, and when you are cultivating that vibe, you absolutely need a Solo Stove because it is the best fire pit on the market, hands down. It does the best job of containing the smoke, so no one's like sitting there with tears in their eyes, like trying not to complain, but is actually really miserable. So upgrade your backyard with a Solo Stove fire pit. It's the perfect catalyst for getting outside and spending more time with family and friends. You can build lasting memories around a Solo Stove fire pit. We have so many amazing memories around a Solo Stove fire pit. I can't even begin to tell you. Every time we leave the city, we bring our Solo Stove with us. We cultivate a vibe. We crack open a spritz. It is chef's kiss. Solo Stove fire pits are brilliantly engineered. They're made with premium grade 304 stainless steel and a 360 degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency while minimizing smoke. They're easy to light with a few bits of starter. Your fire is blazing in minutes. That's also the best part. Like, you don't have to be a Boy Scout to know how to start up a Solo Stove, and any of us can do it and just get the vibes going. They're perfectly portable. You can take Solo Stove with you on camping trips and more. That's exactly why we're able to take it with us everywhere, because they pack up really nicely, throw it in the car, hit the road, catch a vibe. Shop now and get up to 30% off fire pits all month long, and use promo code TOAST at checkout to get an extra $10 off, plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. Just go to solostove.com, and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TOAST. You absolutely need a Solo Stove in your life, especially if you have a backyard. It is just the best thing, and it just jazzes up the place, and all of a sudden you have an amazing outdoor vibe, which is my personal favorite vibe. Do you love an outdoor vibe, Counts?
Oh, I love an outdoor vibe, especially an outdoor fire.
Yeah. Okay, our next story, I'm going to have to explain to you, but I don't mind because it's that important. Real Housewives of Miami stars Lisa and Lenny Hochstein spark breakup rumors after club showdown. It's worth noting that Lenny has responded to Page Six and pretty much like laughed in their face and said that this is not true. But there are a lot of details here. Real Housewives of Miami stars Lisa and Lenny got into a showdown at a nightclub Saturday, sources tell Page Six exclusively, though the plastic surgeon denies they're breaking up. An insider says Lenny was partying at New Miami Hotspot Gala with model Katharina Mazepa when Lisa showed up after 1 a.m. with co-star Larsa Pippen by her side. You know Larsa, right?
I know her.
They were all there and they did have words, the insider reveals. A drink was thrown. Another source told Page Six there was a showdown at Gala, claiming Lenny walked in with his new girlfriend. Lisa got in her face and yelled at her, the second source added. The first source tells us that Peacock was not filming at the time of the incident. That makes sense, because if they're at the club at like 3 a.m., the cameras aren't following them there.
They should be. Source,
what?
They should be. All the crazy shit happens at 3 a.m.
I know, but I think it's just like logistically impossible. It's hard enough to get into a club solo, let alone with a bunch of cameras. And actually, that's a good segue into our next story, but we're not done talking about this. A different source close to Lisa told Page Six on Wednesday that the reality star was shocked by what she saw and is trying to explore what's next and best for her and her kids, like as if they are separating, splitting, moving on. I don't know what to make of this. Of course, I just want to believe Lenny when he's denying this, but like, this doesn't
come out.
There's
too many details and there's too many sources, right? Like, to make
it
up.
And it's like at Gala nightclub, like, were all of these people there? Yeah, probably. And if Lenny's there with another woman when he's fucking married 15 years, like, that's not good. Also, their relationship has been very up and down. And even this season, I thought they were doing really well, but they were very open about their ongoing issues, which to me is a sign of a healthy relationship, but maybe there was just too many issues, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about them to make a judgment. I just think when there's so many details and so many different sources, it's like either there's a conglomerate against you or it's true.
Yeah. I just love them as a couple. I always have. So Miami was on like 10 years ago. They had four seasons and then it was over. And then just this year, Peacock picked it up. And they did a season, and they brought back a lot of the women who were on the original one, Lisa being one of them. And Lisa and Lenny were together then, and after that show wrapped, they actually split up for a little while, and then they got back together. Now they have two kids. But it's weird that they keep splitting up when the show comes to town. I just feel like maybe the show's not good for their relationship.
I mean, I don't think cameras are good for any relationship.
I know, but you know, that taste of fame, it's just too enticing, Counts.
It's too sweet.
It's too sweet. It's too delicious. And it's like, I want more, more, more.
I understand.
Not saying that's what happened here. But I think like when you have the opportunity to be on Real Housewives, I think it's hard for really most people to turn it down.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't turn it down.
No, I think that I would.
Oh, okay.
Claudia and I have spoken about this because of the new Real Housewives of New York. Have you heard about this?
That they're like, they're tossing everyone and getting new?
They're doing two shows. One that's legacy, like all the older people that will be on Peacock, I think, and then one that's all new people that will really capture the vibe of New York, which the old show wasn't doing. It was just like these women who are characters at this point. They're not representative of New York. So
yeah, like they want to see like the young socialite moms.
Yes. Yeah. Also, I think they also were saying that they're interested in people who are family members, because that's worked really well in New Jersey and in Beverly Hills, like having some siblings or in-laws. Like
I don't want you guys to do it, but I want you guys to be approached.
Right. It would be rude if we're not approached because we're literally what they're looking for. But I wouldn't do it. I can't speak for Claudia. I think she would think about it seriously.
Yeah, same.
Anyways, back to Lisa and Lenny. I'm just praying that this isn't true. Like every couple that I love just constantly ships are sinking. Lala and Randall, Kim and Kanye. But then I get to a place where I like them better separately than I did together. So hopefully I'll get there with these two. But it's just you don't like to see it.
No.
So think of me, counselor. Just
I'll think of you. Do you like Kim and Pete?
I do.
Okay, me too.
I'm actually behind on the Kardashians. I didn't watch last week or last night. And it seems like last night's episode is about Not Scary Farm or something. Like, we're getting to the Pete days. And I do like them. I like a happy Kim.
Same.
And she's, like, giving so much. I like a happy and open. Forthcoming. Yeah. Open Kim. Yes, exactly. Okay, our fifth and final story is unlike our usual stories because the New York Post did a roundup of bouncers running New York City's exclusive nightlife scene.
Shut the fuck up. Okay.
Yep, they spoke to them. They got the deets on, like, what it takes to get into certain places, like, what they're looking for, what are no-goes. And as the queen of clubbing in the city, I wanted to get your take on a
lot of
these
I need
things.
To hear it. Can you also send me this article? It's so interesting.
Yes. So the first person that they spoke to was the doorman at Temple Bar. Have you ever been there?
I haven't been there, but I've heard of it.
And what have you heard about
it? I've heard that it's really cool, but I didn't realize it was a club. I thought it was... like, you make a reservation.
It's a bar, yeah. But yeah. I think it's also hard to get into. They say, you know, Cara Delevingne and Sienna Miller are among their VIPs. But he said what he's looking for in the lay people who come through. He said polite regulars and anyone with a cool vibe. You want a mature martini drinking crowd. You want a crowd that wants to go in and enjoy themselves inside a venue without acting like knuckleheads. I can't let in everyone who wants to come in. You got to really know to get the right people inside. I try to be nice and polite and people still want to give you feedback. It's all about the way you carry yourself. He said his hard nose are backwards hats, frat boy style, shorts unless you dress it up, and people slurring their words. Makes sense.
I feel like I could get in there. That sounds like me.
Yeah, his pet peeves are social media influencers who brag about their follower count in exchange for entry.
I would never.
I look at them like they're crazy. I ask, who are you? That is so true.
No,
that
I would literally never do that. If I was like, hey... oh my God. That is so I wouldn't even
crazy.
Know how to have that come out of my mouth.
It's like, just unless you're Kim Kardashian, walking up to someone and saying, do you know who I am, is so embarrassing.
Appalling.
Right. And if you are Kim Kardashian, you don't have to ask.
Right. Right.
Okay. Next up, the Palace.
Yes.
You know it?
Yes.
Have you been?
No.
Counts. You got to go to these places and
I go to the
back.
Same place every weekend, okay?
Oh, okay. Where do you go? Oh, you go to... where do you go?
Acme. I wasn't going to say it because, like, whatever.
No, you go to a few places.
Yeah.
You're just in an Acme vibe right now. Okay, so the doorman at the Palace is looking for, I'm pretty strict at the door with who I let in. We don't do walk-ins per se. Even with reservations, we're curious and interested in who's booking and if they'll fit in with the environment. Oh, my God. They're acting like this is a preschool. Like,
yeah.
Or a college. He once denied someone entry for wearing shorts and then watched them pay a guest exiting the Palace $100 for his pants just to get in. The above and beyond effort.
When they're saying shorts, like, they're talking about guys, I think.
Yes, men wearing shorts, yeah. But the above and beyond effort got the guy in because he bought someone's pants off of him. Another thing that might get you in, being Irish or at least being able to talk about the Emerald Isle. The doorman is from Ireland and can't resist a little nostalgia. That's a really good tip,
you guys.
That's a
great tidbit, yeah.
Yeah. Hard no is if someone is coming in Crocs. Who the fuck is going to the club in Crocs except for Ben Soffer? Or sweatpants is an immediate no. That makes sense.
Yeah.
His pet peeve are bribes. It turns me off immediately. It makes me feel like I'm being bought. You can't buy us. That is a good tip.
Yeah, but also, like, that's stupid. Like, take the money.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think...
like, that's an income right there.
Yeah, but I think it just depends on the person. Like, some people are so... Not the person at the door, like, the person trying to get in. Like, it's just... It's not a cool move sometimes.
Fine.
Yeah, I feel like a bribe is a no. A tip is a yes.
Yeah, like, while you're leaving.
Yeah. And that'll get you in for the next time.
Right.
But you still have to get in the first time. It's like when you're trying to get a job and they're like, you need experience. But how are you going to get experience if you've never had a job?
Right.
If they won't let you have this one.
Well, you need someone to take a chance on you.
You do need someone to take a chance on you. Okay, next we have the blonde.
Yes. Oh, so fun.
At 11 Howard. And he said this is what he's looking for. The days of who's who, at least for now, are over. Personal style is key. And due to my career in fashion and art, it can be a big deal to me. So if you come to the door looking great, well-dressed, and with a point of view about style, we welcome that. It's not the only determining factor by far, but an important one. That is a very good just
so
motto
just clear,
in
everyone
general.
Just cares about what you're wearing.
Yeah, but it's not just like, they're not saying like labels, this and that. Like, I like this guy. You have to have a point of view. Like, you're not just wearing what everyone on TikTok is wearing. Like, you're bringing something unique to the party.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, if you take the time and energy to put on a Tom Brown suit, then you need to come party with us. That's funny. Okay.
That's cute.
Yeah. Okay. Next, Paul's Casablanca.
Oh, so fun. So fun. Not really anymore, but was so fun in its heyday.
Okay. This is what he's looking for. It's a little different.
What's his name?
His name is Fabrizio Brianza.
Oh, I don't know him.
He's looking for big personalities. It's not about how much money you have or who you know. The sole determining factor is if you'll make the room more sexy, more elegant, more fun, more something. We like more. A great sense of humor can definitely open up the rope. If someone makes me laugh, they'll probably make someone inside laugh. We're all about fun. Okay, I love that, but how are you supposed to like put on a comedy show when you're waiting in line and your feet hurt and like it's torture?
No, yeah. Also, like, that you're just like not... You're not on your, like, funny behavior. You're, like, trying to act cool, which I guess, like, you're not supposed to do.
Right. Okay, but here's something you could do. You could be laughing in line with your friends.
Yeah.
And then he'll think, like, oh, my God, these girls are so like, funny.
Funny, yeah.
Right, even if you're laughing at nothing. Like, that's a good tip. He said his hard no are bribes and name dropping. He said it never works. People will say, I'm friends with Paul. Everyone is friends with Paul. His name's on the door. This is the best when Paul is standing right there, and this happens more often than you'd imagine. That's so embarrassing.
Embarrassing. That's crazy. Yeah. To be like, I know Paul.
Isn't this so interesting?
Yeah. I also feel like a lot of it is geared towards guys because like
guys girls just have a harder time in
way
general.
Harder time, and girls like don't have that hard of a time really. Like if you show up pretty much anywhere, like you and two girls, like you'll likely get in. But if you're with like guys, it's like a whole thing. So like I feel like this is a very helpful article for guys.
Yeah, unless you're me, then you won't get in anywhere and you'll stop the whole party from getting in. And that's just like a curse that's on my head, that I can't get into places.
Okay, but I need you to send me that link, so I have to send it to everyone.
Yeah, and there's more information, too. They talk about their mottos. They talk about the vibe of the place, like, and tips for, like, getting in. So it's very, very quite helpful.
That is quite helpful. But also, like, why are these people giving out their secrets? Because they don't want more people in their clubs.
That's true, but if they have their discerning eye, then what's a longer line? Like,
that's so
good
true.
For buzz, you know? Yeah. And especially these places have had a rough few years, so we need all the buzz they can get.
True.
And then also you can there's pictures too, so you could like recognize the doorman and be like, Fabrizio, I saw you in the New York Post, and then start cracking jokes.
Yeah. How can I make you laugh today?
So that's your tip of the day, and now I'm going to do a mini Beverly Hills recap, which is brought to you by Function of Beauty. We love Function of Beauty here at The Toast because we have a ton of hair, and our hair is different from each other, so why should we be using the same shampoo? The key to consistent good hair days, using ingredients that benefit your hair. Function of Beauty makes hair care products that are 100% customizable, made for your hair where it's at now and where you want it to go. Function of Beauty is the world's first fully customizable hair care that creates individually filled shampoos, conditioners, styling, and treatment formulas based on your hair now and where you want it to go. So at Function of Beauty, you take a quiz, you let them know what kind of hair you have, even what kind of environment that you live in. Environmental factors can really affect your hair, and Function of Beauty has you covered from A to Z. So you let them know your hair goals, your hair profile. What do you want? You want to lengthen, volumize? You want oil control? Does your hair get frizzy in the winter but oily in the summer? Function formulations are meant to be changed when your needs change. Then you choose your color of your bottle and your fragrance, or you can choose neither for both. I personally like to have a bottle that matches my bathroom, so I get it in a nice pliny blue. And it's so gorgeous. They send you these huge jugs. You can use a ton of product, which I love. Then you get your freshly filmed formula delivered straight to your door, and you can prepare for good hair days ahead. Say goodbye to generic hair care for good today. Go to functionofbeauty.com/toast to take your hair goals quiz, and you'll save 25% on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/toast to let them know you heard about it from our show and to get 25% off your first order. That's functionofbeauty.com/toast to take your hair quiz and save 25% on your first order. I love my Function of Beauty products. They're so aesthetically pleasing in my bathroom, and they're custom to me, which makes me feel special. They have my name on them, and I just like feel really seen, which is always a nice feeling, don't you think, counselor?
And they're so pretty.
They're so pretty, and I know you probably have like purple or pink. Which one?
Of course, I think my shampoo is purple and my conditioner is pink.
That's another hack, which I learned recently, which is to get a different color for shampoo and conditioner. That way you don't have to read the bottle to know which one's which. So my bathroom is like a mixture of blue and green. So I have one blue, one green, and it's so gorgeous, counts.
gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Gorgeous at TMT. Anyways, let's talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills quickly. So you saw that clip of Sutton being, like, so unempathetic. She was not being a Taurus, wouldn't you say, Counts?
No, not at all.
She was not being empathetic. So that was really bizarre, and I would say in general that sums up Sutton's performance in this episode quite bizarre. Not being empathetic towards Dorit. Maybe I want to give her the benefit of the doubt and say, like, maybe she didn't understand the magnitude of the situation. But I feel like even the next day, like, there was footage out of the robbers coming into the house. Like, immediately your stomach drops. I don't know why Sutton wasn't feeling that way too. Maybe next week she is singing a different tune, but it was very cringe to watch, and also very cringe when she started talking about how she doesn't need a man with money because she has money, and use that to, like, take a dig at Erica, and, like, Erica misses her former lifestyle. Speaking of Erica, it's, like, crazy to see her have gone through the fire of last season, and now, like, the women, you know, they held her feet to the fire. Now they're just going to treat her like a cast member and wait for the trial to play out, which is really all that they can do. I feel like that's where Garcelle is at. I mean, Sutton doesn't want to have anything to do with Erica. Obviously, things will continue to come up throughout the season, but sorry, I thought you texted me and it was an old text. Sorry.
What?
I'm just confused. Things will continue to come up throughout the season. Obviously, we see Crystal take the side of the victims. But right now, Erica is, like, just another cast member contributing or not contributing to drama. But the biggest thing from the episode last night was just Dorit. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, and so that night she goes over to Kyle's house. The other women are there, and her husband was in London at the time, Count. So
I remember that
he came and he went straight to Kyle's house, and, like, they're just, like, crying in each other's arms, and it was just so
traumatizing,
terrifying, yeah. Horrifying. It does look like, I mean, in the promo for the rest of the season, I feel like from her social media and stuff, I mean, you obviously never know what's going on with someone, but it does seem like she works through it and is able to get back to herself a little bit.
Did she move?
No.
And did they get the people?
I don't know. I never heard that they did. So we'll see in the season, but I never heard that they did.
That's frightening.
Frightening, but, you know, maybe I missed it. Also, her kids were at home. Thankfully, they slept through the whole thing. They had no idea that it even happened. So that's really good.
And they, like, held her at gunpoint, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And they made her, like, show them where everything was. And they took in her comforter, like, about $1 million worth of stuff. And, of course, she's like, I don't care about the material things. Like, the things that matter, my family, like, I still have. Like, goodbye to all those things. Which, of course, it's just insane.
Insane. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's just crazy that they just started filming. And now we have all of this, like, aftermath footage.
Yeah.
And it's just a crazy tone for the beginning of the season. The season looks amazing. There are so many, like, big things happening. Of course, Dorit. Then, eventually, there's, like, a fight between Kyle and Kathy, which is really shocking. It seems like Kathy is going to not have a... It's going to be... Last season, she was just the belle of the ball. I feel like this season, they're coming for her a little bit, which does happen with, like, fan favorites in season two. Plus, Crystal and Erica have words in the trailer, so the season really looks so good, and I'm just, like, shook over how it already started. So that's a little recap. I'll talk about it more with Claudia when she joins us back, and we will recap Kardashians. I just am not caught up. Have you been watching the new show, Counts?
I'm so not caught up. I think I have, like, 3 episodes to watch, but I have been, and my plan for this week was to catch up, but it's so good. It's so good. I eat it right up.
I eat it up. They're being so stunning. Okay, I'm going to let you go because I know you have to get to work, and I just want to thank you so much for being here. Do you enjoy your experience on the morning toast?
I did. Thank you for having me on the toast this week.
Remember when you used to be with us every day? Do you ever miss those days? Do you ever miss them?
Yes and no, because, like, it was nice to, like, be with you guys every day and, like, not have to work, like, truly 9 to 6 every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I like who I am now way more than the person I was when I worked for you guys.
Okay, that makes it better for me, you know? That warms my heart.
Good.
And before I let you go, because I'm, like, don't want to let you go, how's Magnolia?
Oh, she's so good besides her fire breath.
Oh, my God. That was really crazy. You got to get her a mint or something. Give her a greenie before bed.
Yeah, I know.
That's so 100%. Funny. 100%. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening to The Toast. If you're looking for more content, if you're looking for Jackie and Claudia, head to the Patreon. There's tons. I mean, there's over 200 episodes if you join today. And if you're already a Patreon member, there's a new episode that was dropped last night. So we will see you on the next one. I think I'll be back in studio with Claudia on Tuesday, but the schedule will be posted, so TBD on that. And Margo, where can everyone follow you and keep up with all the content you're creating?
You can follow me at Margo Asheray on TikTok, Instagram, all the things. And then Margo Asheray on YouTube. I'm back posting there. And then The Snatchler on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the things.
The new and improved Snatchler. You know the campers have been pushing for this for so long. I just know. Wanting to know more about your personal life and just feeling like you have such an interesting perspective that people would want to hear. And so I'm so excited for you and proud of you that you're going for it.
Thank you. It's very nerve-wracking.
It's okay, Counts. You're going to be amazing.
I appreciate that.
Okay, now I will let you go because Okay. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye, everyone. Have an amazing weekend. Bye. I don't want it to end, but I'll have to let it end.
Are you doing a show tomorrow?
No, because Claudia is out of town. Right. So okay. This is our last show of
the
week.
Have a fabulous weekend, everyone.
Yeah, but also go listen to the Redheads if you're looking for more content after you've listened to Patreon.
If you want to hear me and Rit scream at each other.
Scream at each other. And then listen to Snatchler. And then listen to Mood. Then listen to Caviar Dreams. Then listen to Date Night. There's so many things to listen to.
So many. Okay,
now I'll let you go. Goodbye.